Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 142. Intersectional feminism centers the voices of those who experience overlapping forms of oppression or discrimination at the same time. It takes into account everything from race to class to ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, gender, all in order to understand the depths of inequality and the impact that it has within each of those groups. For example, a queer black woman has to deal with far more discrimination than a straight-presenting cisgendered white woman. To ignore certain factors and only focus on other factors that you deem important means you're not necessarily living in reality, and it only causes more division and disconnect. Some issues are more serious than others. Some discrimination is more violent and problematic. Women's issues don't exist in a vacuum. You can't discuss feminism without also addressing racism and homophobia and other forms of systemic oppression that are always at play. Intersectionality is critical to take into account when discussing feminism. The other day, I spoke about how everyone has certain privileges. I talked about how important it is to examine your own and see how they relate to others. This also pertains to intersectionality. If your feminism is not intersectional, it isn't feminism. It would just be another form of white supremacy in disguise. Inequity is terrible in all forms, but it's important to recognize all discrimination is not treated equally. When we recognize that other people may be more disadvantaged than us based on factors outside of our control and theirs, we can begin to center their voices over ours. Social activist Suad Abdul Kabir said on Twitter, "You don't have to be the voice for the voiceless, just pass the mic." So today, I want to pass the mic to some queer, black, indigenous people of color that have made an incredible impact on my understanding of this concept, or have just given me joy in other forms. Some of these podcasts that I'm about to speak of may be more politically charged, and others will just be for fun. But this isn't an all-inclusive list. Obviously, there's thousands of podcasts out there hosted by some incredible human beings, and I hope you'll share some with me that you like as well, either on Instagram or at mydbpodcast@gmail.com. I wanted to start with Intersectionality Matters. That's the name of the podcast. It's hosted by Kimberly Crenshaw, an American civil rights advocate and a leading scholar of critical race theory. Next, I wanted to highlight Sessions with My Therapists. This one is a podcast about two dope black women who found healing and happiness through therapy. Angela is queer, and they both are very open and comfortable. It's like listening in on a friend's conversation. The podcast Nancy is also really dope. It's queer Asian Americans, Kathy Tu and Tobin Lowe, share some really dope personal stories and have some really cool guests. That one is not current, but they have some really good backlog on there. The Queer Arabs podcast is a growing collection of dialogues surrounding the intersection of Middle Eastern and Southwest Asian and North African LGBTQ plus identities. It's recorded in English and Arabic with hosts based in the U.S. and guests based kind of all over. And it highlights queer artists, activists, and others that speak on behalf of racial justice, gender liberation, and sex positivity. There's been some really cool guests on this one. Food for, number four, Thought, T-H-O-T, so Food for Thought, is a roundtable discussion podcast wherein a multiracial mix of queer writers talk about sex, relationships, race, identity, what they like to read, and who they like to read. Queer WOC, Queer Walk, is a space for queer women and folks of color rooted in reimagining healing, organizing, and community. The Red Nation podcast features discussions on Indigenous history, politics, and culture from a left perspective, and has some discussions about gender fluidity as well with a few of the guests. I also really enjoy Still Processing, Two Dope Queens. I also really love Pod Save the People and The Read. They're both really great to me, and I've been listening to them for a long time. If you can think of any other podcasts that I might have missed, please reach out to me. I really would love to check it out. If you host a podcast, let me know too. I would love to hear about that as well. And remember that if your feminism isn't intersectional, it's not really feminism. Don't be afraid to seek out and highlight voices that differ from yours. Genuinely listen to absorb, even when it's uncomfortable. And remember, there is enough space for everyone. Audre Lorde once said, "I am not free while any woman is unfree, even when her shackles are very different from my own." So let's work on freedom for everyone so we can all be free. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.